Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at our beautiful SiriusXM studios at the Wynn during CES, and CES continues to change. It gets older and older and older, but my next guest is younger and younger and younger. Liz Claman. No wonder it's the Claman countdown, because we're counting down your age, and you can't be this young and be in a Hall of Fame. And I've probably interviewed, don't you think, I probably interviewed more Hall of Famers than anyone. I'm thinking, because I represented the Pro Football Hall of Fame, been in sports for so many years, and I'm thinking, this is the first time that I ever had a cable Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's more competitive, to be honest. There's only so many football players in the world. There's way more people on cable. And when you're honored later on in our careers, and I was just blessed to be honored as the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute.
Congratulations.
Which is my big legacy, because Napoleon Hill has changed my life and impacted so many in the entrepreneurial space. But how does it feel when you know you have so much more to do, but you're in the Hall of Fame?
First, when they tell you you're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, you're like, wait, am I old? What happened?
Right.
When you start to see, you know, lifetime achievement awards. But I'll tell you something. I never planned to be on cable. I was in local news covering murders and drug busts and explosions and hurricanes and chocolate festivals and running around milking the cows at the Ohio State Fair. I worked in Columbus and Cleveland and Boston.
That's why I love you.
And I thought I was going to be Leslie Stahl, something like that. And it's interesting. You and I have talked about this before. Opportunities fly past you in packages you don't recognize. Grab them. And when I was ready to leave Boston and I was trying to get to New York or LA, because I'm from LA and I really wanted to be at the network, the opportunity flew past me to do something I had no current interest in doing. Business news, the stock market. My dad was a doctor, notoriously bad investors, doctors are.
Right.
My mom was a Shakespearean theater actress. I was like, oh, the stock market, I don't, that's a whole new world. I don't know anything about that. And cable. And I thought, wait a minute, grab that opportunity. As long as you're in forward motion. And that was 1998. And I spent 9 years at CNBC. And then Fox fell in my lap and said, we are considering starting a business network. We want you to be front and center. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of done with business news. I want to try something else. And I said, no, you're not done. You're going to start this up with us. And that was 17 years ago. So when the Cable Hall of Fame called, I was beyond blown away. David, you know what it feels like. First, you're like, wait, me? You know, that theory that you just somehow tricked everybody in your life. But you haven't. You've stepped every day into the arena. Like Teddy Roosevelt used to say, at least you're bloodied and in the arena. You're not in the stands criticizing who's in the arena.
Right.
So it was very,
growing
very
tomatoes. And it's interesting, because I've been really studying faith in a more ubiquitous way. So whether it's spiritual, religious, theoretical, or philosophical faith, because I like to simplify things and put it into context. And the most successful people, and I'm going to say this word, and I hope you don't feel old again, but legends. I'm blessed to be around legends. And so every once in a while, somebody will say, oh, you're a sports legend, or an sports executive legend, or this type of entrepreneurial legend. And I'm thinking, I'm not that old. But then I'm like, wow, like one person on earth, I've impacted enough that it's forever when you're a legend. And faith tells you either two things. One, the evidence not there. And I believe that I'm going to get there. Or I find the most successful legends like yourself, the evidence is contrary to where I want to be. But I know the more that I've given this, the more I'm given. And it's a different type of mindset to say, I know the evidence is contrary to what I believe and where I'm supposed to go, but I have faith that I'm being given an opportunity, an option, or a touch of favor. Your story rings of somebody that believes the more I give, the more I'm given, not the more I give, the more I'm going to receive. Mm-hmm. Those middle steps of being aware through gratitude, or is it forgiveness? What do you think it is where people would say I'm being punished or taking a step down, and yet the legends of the world have all the same story. You know, I had to be open-minded. I said, maybe I'm given something here.
Do you know how many people have been told you'll never make it? You don't have the right stuff. I remember somebody once told me I was trying to get to LA local news after all these years of experience. And I called a friend, a guy who had hired me in the beginning of my career at KCBS Channel 2 News to be a production assistant on the assignment desk at 4 a.m. to deliver newspapers around the building. And he was definitely on my side. And I remember calling him and saying, give me a shot. I've been in Boston, the sixth largest market. I did Cleveland. I've done all of this. And he said, you know, with you, I got to tell you, Liz, I just don't have much to hang my hat on with you. What? It was like, if I didn't have faith in myself, it would have been a huge gut punch. It's almost like your uncle or your dad telling you, honey, I don't think so. But I remember thinking, I'm not angry with him, but he is so wrong.
Yeah.
And not, I'm going to show him, but I'm going to show the world. And you look at a Tom Brady who wasn't even drafted by the NFL in the beginning. There are more people. I always think of Muggsy Bogues, who played for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
When he was growing up, and he never really grew up physically, he was 5'5".
The only player shorter than me, 5'4".
5'4". And people would ask Muggsy growing up, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he'd say, an NBA player. And people would say, oh, nice. That's a nice dream. You're too short. He made it to the NBA. Jim Abbott, the one-armed pitcher
from Michigan
for the New York Yankees. He had a congenital defect. He had one arm, and people would say, what do you want to be? I'm going to be a pitcher in the major league. And not only did he do that, he won the World Series. I believe he did. I mean, are you kidding me? So none of us has the luxury of allowing anybody else to tell you whether you can make it or not. And that's the faith you have to have. Listen, if you believe in God, that's great. But anybody who does should understand God can move mountains, but you got to pick up the shovel.
Yeah.
And sometimes you pick up the shovel, you throw dirt at the very people who don't believe in you. And that to me is the true faith.
I love that. They laugh at you, scoff at you, make fun of you, and then they applaud you.
Or they gently say, oh, honey.
They patronize
you. Bless your heart. You're not going to make it.
What are the other things with social media as we grew up in a traditional media world and it's evolved into all of these things? You know, I'd laugh about YouTube. I'm like, somebody told me I'd be watching my favorite football games on YouTube. I would have said that this is insane. But to that world of media, that as much as you being the lead anchor and with Claim and Countdown on Fox Business, it's the post-production content that's most interesting to me. That there could be someone who has done real well in his career at what he does, like myself, and then be able to capture what I've done outside of any cable network or even Sirius XM before I was there or Apple TV and just post shit of who I am. Little motivation. I mean, I will tell you, I probably have more people in my community because I've told them this simple thing my grandma told me. Say thank you before you go to bed and thank you when you wake up and your life will change forever. And I think I'm so complex and intellectual with the degrees and the experience I've had. And more people still come up to me and say, thank you so much. I love your content. You really remind me to say thank you. And I think to myself, this is insane. Yeah. For you, you have the best of both worlds. You have major distribution on the traditional media, but there's a lot of post-production content of you.
Absolutely. And you've got to keep evolving. And my dad used to say, bend or you will break. And if you just are intransigent about things and, oh, that'll never work. I mean, here I am. I'll never forget. I had somebody applying for a job, and she was right out of college. And I thought, she has no experience. Actually, she had worked for just a short minute as an intern at Sirius XM a long time ago. And but she was really good at scheduling, and I thought that would be helpful. And she said, during the interview, you know, I was a little bit nervous. And I said, well, are you nervous now? And she said, no. And then we began talking. And at the end, I always ask people, what else do you look at with me and what I'm doing and think to yourself, why isn't she doing X, Y, Z? And she right away said, this is pretty gutsy for just a college graduate walking into Fox. She said, why aren't you on TikTok? Okay, this was 5 years ago.
Right.
Why aren't you on TikTok? And four years ago, because it was during the pandemic. And I said, TikTok, the thing where kids dance around and do funny things, like that was just dancing back in the day.
Right.
And she said, no. That's where my people, meaning Gen Z, are getting their news. And I said, well, I wouldn't know how to do it. And she said, I'll do it for you. So I thought, what am I doing? So I did my first TikTok back then. And the comments were like, whose mom is this?
Right.
So I started answering all the comments and saying, I'm your mom. And then I started calling all of the followers my children of the corn.
Nice. You know,
and I just have fun and I roll out of bed. I often don't put on makeup and I just do market. I teach people about the stock market because it should not be just for the big boys on Wall Street, some closed garden that only the rich can get into. Screw that. No way. And that's what I do on my show. But I thought, let me reach a different audience. I have 250,000 followers on TikTok now, David. Yeah. I am reaching people who probably don't have cable. So to me, yes, you have to bend or you will break. And why not reach those people? And then one night I was walking into Madison Square Garden for a hockey game. No makeup. I'm just walking in and about a 20-year-old guy's like, oh, you, I know you. You're, and I'm thinking to myself, Liz Klayman from the Fox Business Network. He's like, no, TikTok lady.
Yeah.
Who does the stock market. And I said, oh my God, this is so cool.
But I love that.
It's great to reach everybody. And you do that through different venues.
You mentioned Gary Vaynerchuk earlier when we were talking about the Aspire Business Tour, which I'm blessed to be a part of. Gary changed my life because he was that person, because I did traditional sports radio and I had the sports blender with Jim Leyritz and, you know, we talked from Angel Stadium and he said to me, Dave, why aren't you doing a podcast? Why aren't you on Instagram? And then I started to build that audience. And even though I had success in the podcast early, So to show you my perspective, I told Gary, why would I do a podcast? I have a successful radio show and there's 250,000 podcasts at the time. Mm-hmm. I go, why would I do that? He goes, Dave, you're an idiot.
What year was that? Can I ask?
Yeah. So it was 10 Super Bowls ago. In fact, this is how little I knew about Gary Vaynerchuk is that I went to go meet AJ Vaynerchuk because he started a sports agency and I've never heard of Gary V. And we're in the Nike suite because I could meet there and it was quiet. People go crazy in the Nike suite. So I hit AJ. I was like, hey, who's here? He goes, Gary V. I'm like, who does he play for? And he looked at me like, you're an idiot. He's my brother. I go, oh, who's he play for? No, when you meet him, he'll probably own the Jets someday, but he does not play. Anyway, so Gary tells me about TikTok. And, you know, my girls are on TikTok. And so I was like, no way, dude, that I do not want a whole bunch of people calling me fat, you know, old. I'm insecure enough, please. You know, John Lovitz lookalike. And I'm only taking the real comments that I got after I started.
Right.
But once again, same experience, almost 1 million followers.
And wow.
One of the interesting things is about understanding media like we do is that I think it's funny that kids are like, oh, that video sucked. It got 40,000 views. Like that worked for me sometimes.
I know.
And I'm like, you could call me right now from Petco Park and it holds about 42,000 and say, Dave, I got 5 minutes for you to speak on the mound at a baseball game to tell the crowd whatever you want for 5 minutes. I would leave this interview to fly there on a private jet to have my 5 minutes in front of a stadium.
Of course, wouldn't you?
And these people discount the fact that these are 40,000 people that you can impact. Either be called an idiot and impact them or resonate with them and maybe plant a seed under a tree you may never sit under. I believe that your 250,000 followers on TikTok will have as much of a difference in the world as all the millions of people that have watched you on Fox Business.
I do believe you may be right. And to me, when I started the TikTok channel, it's at Red Fox Liz, because I have red hair. I work at Fox.
You do?
Liz. And people...
It means something more to me. I'm older, so... I just
not that old,
Foxy.
David. It's young at heart. That the comments to me, I love answering the comments.
Yeah.
And people are so appreciative. Sure, they're the critics, but who cares? It doesn't matter. And I had the same experience. 2019, my girlfriend in Chicago, Lauren Cohn, said to me, why aren't you doing a podcast? And I'm like, oh, with all my free time.
Right.
I've got two kids. I have a Monday through Friday daily broadcast cable show. I'm doing all this other stuff. I'm on Twitter. She said, no, you need to do that. We started off with, I think, my mom, her mom, a couple, my assistant's mom, right. like, you know, I said, just keep pressing, follow. We now have so many people. We are in the top 5% of all podcasts, and the podcast is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we tell stories because you've been on it. Yeah. We profiled you. We profiled Gary Vee. We have profiled the most successful people in the world, but only people who climbed through hell to get to heaven. We only want the stories of how difficult it is to reach that point. And by the way, it's a moving point. We all know success is not an end point. It's a way station. You can lose it all, as you know.
Yes, I do.
You told that story. And then that's when you know what you're made of, when you climb right back. And it takes years. It's like drops of water on a rock. The great Tracy Austin, the tennis player, once used to say, every day that I practice is like a drop of water on a rock. You're looking 10 days, 30, a year, 4 years. You're not going to see any indentation. But eventually you'll turn around. And if you don't stop, you will see a dent and you will make a difference.
Tracy's daughter is one of my favorite social media stars as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband, obviously, is a legendary agent. Mm-hmm. To finish up. I'm a 50, will be on Saturday, January 11th, a 57-year-old mama's boy. And I was blessed to be a girl dad. Thank you. And have three beautiful daughters, 25, 23, and 20. My 25-year-old now works with me and lives in New York and is here today. And have a 14-year-old son. But my mom's getting older and has some problems right now. Is going to hospice. Sorry. But one of the reasons I wanted you to be here is because it's not just my girls being able to watch you on TikTok, because I didn't want to embarrass you, but that's how they know you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because they're money people and they'd see me. But my mom, I told her that I was probably going to get to see you, and she's a big fan from cable. My mom's 81 and she has dementia and she has moments. So I mentioned, she said, what are you doing? And that means that for the next 2 hours, she's going to again ask me, what am I doing? And I'm going to give her the same answer. Oh, I'm going to be doing interviews at CES and a keynote tomorrow on Saturday to finish up. And I'm going to meet, oh, you know Liz Klayman. Oh, please tell her I said hi.
Oh, Mom.
And she goes, you know, women, your dad left me when you were 5. Women didn't know anything about money or stocks. In fact, Dave, you may not, this is recently, like last weekend. She said, I don't even know if you know this, but I wasn't able to, when I got divorced, I wasn't able to get a credit card because you needed, in 1976, a man to sign.
Oy vey.
And so,
my God.
I wanted to finish because when they put you in the Hall of Fame, people don't realize the impact that we can have. You never know.
Never.
Whether it be on my mom to see you as a hero of being able to leave what, you know, she told me all the kids who cheated off of me in college became doctors and lawyers, and I was a teacher. Because women didn't become doctors and lawyers, most of them. Most of us weren't brave enough.
Yeah.
Right? And so, top of a class from Ohio State, probably could have been anything she wanted to be if the opportunities were there. And so now I see this mom and my three daughters, and to have you here, I just wanted to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. The Red Fox, all in there. Check out. If you want to learn about the stock market, you don't got to go to the Einstein of Wall Street. I would go to Liz Klayman and the Klayman Countdown. I'm a big fan. You are a legend and a Hall of Famer in my heart. Number one in my playbook, Liz Klayman. I want to thank you for joining me once again and taking the time.
David, what's your mom's name?
Karen.
Karen, will you give Karen a hug and a big kiss from me?
I will, and the picture we're going to take right after this.
Yeah. What you have just said to me has made my year, my decade. Oh. You have no idea, because you are right. All of you, no matter what you do out there in life, you might think you're just toiling away, but there are people out there who are so grateful for your contribution. I sit in a studio very often, and I'm looking into a camera that's remote operated. I've got one floor director and an audio guy. You know, my floor director's wearing a t-shirt that says, New Jersey, we'll take anyone. and you just don't know. And then once in a while, a little fairy dust or a little angel comes down and says, I just want you to know you actually helped me. I care a lot of this after my divorce. To invest, I knew nothing about it, just like what your mom said. And that to me is worth everything. And young people, Nobody is going to care about you and your retirement except you. So you better start self-educating and turn on the Clayman Countdown or wherever you get your business news and self-teach. I am self-taught. I am self-taught. And today I can simply say the world is in people's hands and the information is out there, but you've got to be really diligent and listen to people like you, David, for inspiration, because life is hard. Life gets hard. You feel very alone. You fall hard. You know, it's a long way up when you're falling down. Get up. That's a Imagine Dragons song line.
We're in Las Vegas. Perfect.
Just get up. You can't beat a man or a woman who just won't quit. So that's us. And I hope there's a lot of you out there listening who do the same.
Absolutely. I promise you, it's not the mistakes that you make that will make you fail. It's the lack of commitment. And it takes commitment to get to where Liz Clayman is. And remember, the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there, like Liz Clayman, and ask them for directions. I am blessed to have you here once again. Let's do more. And if not, I will just follow you on TikTok. This is Dave Meltzer with the legend, the Hall of Famer, Liz Clayman. Thanks for joining me here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.